Bismillah. It's Tuesday, and it is the day. The day of my last upload of God is Good. Almost exactly 12 hours is the interesting. It was 12-ish. It is 12-ish now. And just the idea of 12 brings up so many thoughts and scripture and creation. I'm sitting here and I'm watching a program of different pastors in religion, who are answering questions about religion, doctors and pastors in religion. And it brought me back to my own sharing about God is good. And I'm also reflecting on how my perspective and the expression of events are changing since my improved understanding about circumstances that happen in our life not being prompted by God as a series of consequences. It's difficult to put words to this realm of ideas in that we have the influence of what is decreed by God and our own free will. What I'm hinting at or directing your attention to ultimately is that the things we see happening in the world, the mishaps, the murders, the violence, the crime, the theft, the destruction of life and creation around us, has nothing to do with God sending it being those things, as a as an attack upon us. And, you know, it's, I know some of you are like, wait, hold on. Like, listen to what I'm trying to say. I am suggesting, well, I don't like that word suggesting. I am highlighting the thoughts that, one, Satan, not a red-tailed pitchfork horn demon guy, man, who is plotting in the middle of the earth against us, in the middle of the earth being the hellfire. No, not that. But the demon, the suggestive ideas of evil that are within the human being that causes one to create harm for themselves or others is the primary cause, and us listening to that, those thoughts are the primary cause of the actions that we see happening around us that are of mass destruction on various levels of existence here on Earth. And that the struggle isn't with trying to understand, God, why are you letting this happen? Or God, why aren't you helping us? But the ultimate struggle is with our own selves, and why are we allowing other human beings to act like this? Why are we accepting it? And why do we participate in it? Now, certainly, God does respond to our prayers. The length of time, its expression varies for each individual and circumstance. But God is responsive. God is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the mighty, the kings of kings, the enricher, the fashioner, the evolver, all of those wonderful descriptions belong to God. And so I think, and this may be jumbled around as I'm trying to work this idea out for my own self and to improve my understanding and to share the thoughts with you so that you can grapple a bit with it in order to improve your perspective about the expression of things happening in the world. My thoughts are that, or the evidence points to, that God is good. Look at all the good that God has. I mean, I have to keep coming back to this planet. And we don't know the other life forms that exist on other planets. Yes, there are other life forms on other planets, maybe in our solar system, maybe not, but certainly in our galaxy, in the Milky Way itself, and in other galaxies that are around us. Do you think that we are the only single life form? Well, we can't think that, because when we look at the planet, look at all the various life forms. But life forms that have a capacity of intelligence and to build community. Hey, you can't even say that, because look at the ants and look at the bees and look at all of the other life forms that build community. So we can't even say that. Essentially, thinking and with the capacity to be able to will what we will and won't do. I can't believe that we're the only ones in the whole universe that has free will. We may be the only ones on this planet, maybe not, that has free will. So I just want to hold that up to say that God is good and has provided for every living thing and wherever it resides on this planet and on other planets in order for it to sustain itself. For billions of years, not thousands, but billions of years. And we see these expressions on Earth, these beautiful expressions and of colors and fragrances and feelings that come from flowers and fruit and precious minerals and oils and life forms and furs and feathers and the warmth of the sun, just right here, this invisible sphere that envelops the planet so that we can be safe from the harmful rays of the sun. God is good. And that what we see happening on this planet, that we run and hide from, that we shake our head about, that we point our fingers to as being wrong, is something that is being done by humans. So if we want to see a better world, we can continue to pray to God, but we created this problem. We created the problem. We've allowed others to create this problem. We've listened to ideas or have had whispering of ideas that led us to this problem. And it was a problem already recognized in the beginning with the creation of the Khalifa in the garden with Adam and his wife, with the whispering of an idea and envy and jealousy that emerged. And the same scenario unfolded with Cain and Abel. And we see this perpetuation through history in various civilizations. If we want things to change, we have to be the change. We have to be the change. I just had a flash of an image of Adam and Eve in the garden, and when the sin had been committed, they covered themselves. They recognized their shame. So they covered themselves, the scripture says. In the Bible, they covered themselves. And now look at the world. Outside of people of faith and people of moral conduct, I guess the two of those I can put together, people are uncovering themselves. Hey, there's the shame is gone. And we shouldn't see shame as something on the negative, weighing the scales down, but I think maybe shyness can be associated with it sometimes, the shame. Because if you're not ashamed or a bit shy, then you'll do anything. You'll say anything. You don't care about anyone because there is no cloak or cloth of shame. That is a boundary setter. It sets a boundary in your spirit of what to do and what not to do. Anyway, I'm looking out the window at what appears to be a blue sky, knowing that beyond it is black and filled with beauty and planets and stars and galaxies spinning, black holes and clouds of colors. I'm looking at what appears to be a blue sky, at trees moving with the wind of invisibility, birds lifted by the air of invisibility, gravity keeping things down in invisibility, and that all this goodness, all that we see, all that we enjoy about the planet, all that we enjoy about life, love, compassion, taste, feeling wanted, feeling at peace, feeling supported, feeling confident and assured, feeling safe, all of that comes from God. And anything else, the opposite of those things, is by our own hands. And as a result of that behavior, it creates a series of energetic events that support the negativity, because God has set up laws in the universe, in the atmosphere, in the earth, There are laws, magnetic, synergetic, energetic laws of cause and effect. Effects and effects. And when we violate those laws, then we suffer the consequences, and there's an amplification of negativity. Science shows us that. Take two magnets. One side, they come together. The other side, they repel one another. That we do that in our exchanges with one another, either attracting or repelling. That's only one example of a type of energy and its effect. And God is good that we can understand that. That is so great of God to allow us to understand that, so that we can just not operate on the physical realm. We can think more abstractly about what it is that we're doing. And as soon as I, which is how I began this podcast and following up, came to think more along these lines and asking for forgiveness, because I was accusing God of some things. The accusation being, why are you letting this happen? That from there, and thinking about this imagery that came up in my mind about all the goodness of God, which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? I stepped back and I had to apologize to God, ask for forgiveness, and I became accepting. I accepted some things. Which takes me to Surah 18 in the Quran. If you're not a Muslim and you have another faith, read the chapter 18, the cave. Read it from beginning to end. There's so many illustrations and examples of what I'm talking about. These ideas about how we perceive things and the perception of things and the outcome. So, if you're holding on to something in you, inside of you, some hostility, some anger, and you find yourself saying, why, God, why? In your own time, as you settle within yourself, just take a step back and see the dynamics, and know that whatever it is that you're asking why about, there is a reason. And that what you may be asking why about, in comparison with another person here on earth, your why is very small. It's a small why. That there are so many people suffering in so many different ways that it is unbearable. And I know the weight of what we feel makes it unbearable for us, but we have to begin to change the way we see our relationship with God, our relationship as human beings, one to another, in this place that we call Earth. And then broaden that perspective into the solar system, into the Milky Way, and as far as your mind will allow you to venture into the reality of space and time and where we sit as a single grain of sand on a universal beach. Yes, God is good.